This is Charlottesville Tomorrow. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonprofit organization engaging the public on critical quality of life issues so we make informed choices for our community's future. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
Can you hear me okay? The volume all right?
Retired businessman John Lowry has announced he will seek the Republican nomination for the Samuel Miller Magisterial District seat on the Albemarle Board of Supervisors. This is the second time that Lowry has run for the seat. He ran in 2009 as an independent in a three-way race against Democrat Madison Cummings and Republican Dwayne Snow. Lowry made his announcement for his second chance on Thursday, February 23, 2017, in the parking lot of the Crossroads store in North Garden.
Good morning. I am John Lowry. I stand here today to announce that I am a candidate for the Republican nomination for Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, representing the citizens of Samuel Miller District. I grew up in Williamsburg, Virginia. My first job was as a costume guide in Colonial Williamsburg. My first paycheck was from Colonial Williamsburg. It was my first experience of pay, less Social Security, less taxes. But growing up in Williamsburg, I thought everyone did government service at some point in their life. And in my youth, I was also a Boy Scout. As I have seasoned in life, I realize that I have always really been a Boy Scout. I've had those traits of loving my community, being prepared, thrifty, and goal-oriented. My assistant scoutmaster was Robert Gates. Bob Gates, the former Secretary of Defense under both President Bush and President Obama. Back then, it was a very much thinner version of Bob Gates. But I learned a lot from Bob, particularly the importance of being a good leader. I went to the College of William and Mary. I met my future wife there. She is the former Nancy File. There she is. And we got married and moved to Charlottesville, and we became proud parents of three children, and we have six grandchildren. I've lived in Albemarle County for more than 40 years, and all along in my working career, I volunteered for community service. I did charity work, I participated in cultural groups, I did government volunteering. I worked for many years with members of the county staff, and I'm happy to call many of them friends. Increasingly, over the last 4 years, I felt the Board of Supervisors' management of the county has been out of balance. We need leadership that gets us a better balance. First, we need better balance in the use of our land. Second, we need better balance in managing the county's finances. And third, we need better balance in our approach to economic development. The record shows that Albemarle County is out in front in using land use policies to help the county stay looking and feeling rural. But there is more than only rural landscapes in leading us to a better balance in the use of our land. For all the talk of change, there is little action. The county needs honest discussion about changes to the bright line where the growth area boundary could be amended. The county needs a strategic plan for economic development, and there is none. For 10 years, it has been clearly established that light industry land in the county is only about 110 acres. More parcels with flexible sizes are needed for broadening the tax base. The county needs leaders who will honestly work toward a more balanced approach to our competing needs instead of deferring the tough decisions to future generations. Albemarle County finances are out of balance because the Board of Supervisors has been driven to increase revenues by using increased property assessments and increasing tax rates while spending the revenue, including bond issuance, as quickly as possible. The rate of growth cannot continue. The county tax rate has risen 4 years in a row. Although this year's budget does not call for a tax rate increase, real estate assessments have gone up on average 2.9%. More tax revenue. We are currently operating in a budgetary surplus, but every dollar is being spent. At this rate, there is no preparation for an inevitable downturn. 2 years ago, the Board of Supervisors assembled a blue ribbon panel to help with budgeting. The panel suggested the board study how to maintain lower expenses. Unfortunately, the supervisors ignored the suggestion. To date, there has not been ever an agenda item addressing how to effectively control county expenses. In order to bring a balance to the management of county finances, the Board of Supervisors must be financially disciplined. Good financial managers know that good financial times do not last forever. They create rainy day funds. When the overall economy is doing well, the tax rate should actually be going down. Before this campaign is over, Samuel Miller constituents will realize that there are some flawed, commonly held perceptions about business and growth. Besides having rural landscapes, there are other uses for our land, including economic development. A new county executive is going to need a better balance between land needs and our growing economy. One only needs to look at our neighbor, the city, to see how picking good business partners benefits the whole community. People of all ages work downtown. SNL Securities, Chartered Financial Analyst, the CFA Institute, World Strides, it's a $500 million business, Quantitative Investment Management, the one that's buying the ice rink, are thriving companies that employ hundreds of associates. Why can't Albemarle have more of these types of businesses? We need new business in the county. By wooing and winning economic development opportunities, we can broaden our tax base. Included in the comprehensive plan are designated desirable markets thought to be of value for us. The missing ingredient is having leadership to carry out the plan. I would like to be one of the leaders who can carry out this plan. I would like to represent Samuel Miller residents in getting a better balance in the use of our land, in managing our finances, and having a better approach to economic development. I ask for your support and for your vote on November the 7th. Thank you. You've got to admit, it hasn't been a quiet media event.